Science and technology.
Astronomy. The cosmic boogie box. The sky, it seems, is filled with unexpected radio signals.
Whisper it not, but doing science can sometimes be a bit tedious. Traditionally, a researcher postulates an idea, devises an experiment to test it, and then reports the results. Sometimes those results confirm the postulate, sometimes they confound it. Occasionally, though, something unexpected happens, and that's when the tedious gets exciting. One such shock was the discovery in 1964 of the cosmic microwave background by Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson, a pair of radio astronomers who were testing a receiver they planned to use to search the sky for localized sources of microwaves. The hiss they found at one particular frequency turned out to be evidence for the then controversial idea that the universe had been born in a Big Bang. A similarly strange result was reported this week by stargazers gathered at a meeting of the American Astronomical Society in Long Beach, California. Some of them reckon that, besides microwaves, the sky reverberates with the din of radio waves as well. If they're right, something very odd indeed is going on in the universe. The astronomers in question work for NASA, America's space agency. Michael Seifert is based at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, and Alan Kogut at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland. The postulate they had planned to test was that the first stars to form after the Big Bang would have left some signs of themselves in the form of radio waves. Their experiment was designed to find these signs. Their search used radio telescopes launched to the edge of the atmosphere on special balloons from a site in Palestine, Texas. The result they got was not, however, what they were looking for. The microwave background is the earliest snapshot of the universe, taken a mere 300,000 years after the Big Bang and almost 700,000 years before the first stars are thought to have coalesced. It reveals the newborn universe to have been a remarkably uniform fireball. Dr. Seifert and Dr. Kogut wanted to identify the point at which things stopped being so smooth and the universe started to develop the structures, galaxies, stars, planets, and dust that fill it today. It was for this reason that they were searching for signs of stars. What they found, however, was a background hiss of radio noise reminiscent of the hiss noticed by Dr. Penzias and Dr. Wilson. After ruling out nearby sources of radio waves, they concluded that their own hiss also comes from beyond the Milky Way and thus constitutes a cosmic radio background. Four papers describing the telescopes, the observations, and their possible interpretation have been submitted to the Astrophysical Journal. Why a cosmic radio background should be there remains a mystery. It doesn't appear to be coming from the primordial stars sought by the astronomers. Indeed, it completely drowns out any signs of the early stars that were the object of the original quest. Nor are there enough radio galaxies around to account for it. It looks, therefore, like the sign of a previously unknown phenomenon. Of course, some as-yet-unidentified error could have been made. In that case, it'll be back to the tedium. But Dr. Seifert, Dr. Kogut and their colleagues are hoping that will not be the case and that their discovery really will turn out to be worth making a noise about.